baby away.
Window on the Woking and Sam Beer Hospices.
Now, are you free on Sunday the 7th of December in the morning? Or would you like to help in the shops run by the hospices? If so, and you can spare a few hours, listen now to this feature on volunteering and how you can support the work of the Woking and Sam Bear Hospices.
Now, we know how important volunteering is to supporting all the work and services here at the hospices, so I'm back this week with Mary Morgan, the Volunteer Services Manager, to find out more about volunteers. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon.
Now, recently you've started running an event, a series of events called Thank You Events. What are these all about?
Well, I mean, they're not. There's two events that we've had, and it's just two big grand events to celebrate what volunteers do for us. We've got some nice canapes and some little gifts and little treats and things like that, wine, yes.
Right.
And it's a very informal time, get together. Some of my colleagues will do a little talk to say what's happening, but it's more about it being very informal and for people just to relax and enjoy themselves.
Because let's just remind our listeners how many volunteers you have on the books here at the Hospice.
About 850.
And with volunteering, probably a lot of volunteers don't actually meet other volunteers.
It is, but it has to be said that generally speaking, volunteers are more happy to be in the groups that they volunteer in, because they get to know each other, and there's little networks of families out there, you know, in the shops or in the fundraising or here in the daycare, people inside the hospice. We should be saying thank you, as I hope we do, we probably could do it better, continually saying thank you, continually recognising what volunteers are doing for us. And that is, to my mind, the most important thing.
Now, we're getting towards Christmas, and there will be demands on people's time. Is there a demand for extra volunteers at Christmas?
Sometimes there are. The one thing that I could do with at the moment, I'm just putting together my list for our Santa Fun Run, which is on the 7th of December, and that will be starting off at Mercedes-Benz World, and I desperately need some more marshals. So that would be making sure that all the walkers, and it's a very family-orientated event. I've started to compile my list, but definitely need more marshals.
So if people are interested, can they still apply?
Yeah, they can apply and contact me directly on my email address. Have a chat
And also, usually people go into New Year, think about resolutions and think, oh, I want to do something different. So if they also want to consider volunteering, is that an opportunity that they shouldn't be missed?
Yeah, there's often different things that we need help with, but the thing that we need our help with the most is in our retail. So if there's people out there want to get merchandising experience, want to get good communication skills, organising, that's what we need, people in our shops.
How much time would you look from the
generally process? Speaking, people will commit to doing one shift once a week. Some people do more.
Right.
But it's a good way to meet new friends. You're out there in the public. And, of course, it's a great ambassadorial role, because that is our public, that's our face out on the street, if you like. We've got 17 shops across the two sites. So there's going to be a shop near to somebody somewhere. So if you think that you'd like to get involved, and it's a huge support to us, then you can just drop into any of our 17 shops, and the managers will, you'll be able to be recruited directly into the shop. If you're wanting to do other things, then people need to come in and they would see me for a more formal interview.
And working in the shops, it's great on people's CVs, isn't it? So if people are, prior to going on to do something professional,
There's lots of reasons that people want to volunteer, and as the years evolve, there's different reasons for people wanting to volunteer, and people need to decide what it is that they want from it, because there's a number of good reasons for people to get involved.
Yeah. So if you want to get involved, get in touch with Mary, and as always, they'll find the details on the website. Thanks again for joining us, Mary.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
Now, the Woking and Sam Bear Hospice's annual Santa Fun Run, which helps to raise much-needed funds for the hospice care, is going to take place on Sunday the 7th of December. It's at the Mercedes-Benz World there in Weybridge, where hundreds of Santas, big and small, are expected to run, walk, jog, either the 2.5 or the 5 kilometre route around Brooklands. Now, the run is an all-family event. Anyone can take part. It's also a great team-building experience. So if you and your work colleagues or your sports teams or your social groups want to get together, or your families, all you need to do is enter. All adults receive a free Santa outfit, and all children receive a free Santa hat when signing up. It costs £10 for adults to enter, £5 for under-16s, and all the sponsorship raised by the Santas will go straight to hospital. Hospice care. If you want to register for the run online, all you need to do is go to their website, www.wsbhospices.co.uk/Santa. So that's www.wsbhospices.co.uk/Santa, or call the fundraising team on 01483 881 752. That's 01483 881 752. Or if you pop into any of the Woking and Sam Bear Hospices shops, they also have details and entry forms.
For more information about the hospices, go to their website. Radio Way.